You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Delhi Power Minister Atishi said a fire at substation of Power Grid Corporation of India Ltd. in Mandola in Uttar Pradesh had led to power outage in many parts of the national capital. There is power outage in many parts of Delhi from 2:11 p.m. This is due to a fire at substation of Power Grid Corporation of India Ltd. PGCIL in Mandola, UP. Delhi receives 1,200 megawatts of power from the Mandola substation, and therefore many parts of Delhi have been affected. The power restoration process has begun and electricity is now gradually returning to different areas. But this major failure in the national power grid is extremely worrying. I am seeking time with the Central Power Minister and the Chairman of PGCIL to ensure that such a situation is not repeated, she said in the post. The Supreme Court sought a response from the National Testing Agency and the Centre over a plea seeking fresh conduct of the NEETUG Medical Entrance Exam 2024, claiming that the sanctity of the examination had been affected by allegations of paper leak and irregularities in the results announced on 4 June. The court was hearing a petition by 10 candidates out of nearly 2.4 million students who took the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test at 4,750 centers spread across 571 cities, including overseas, for admission to MBBS colleges. Malawi's Vice President Solos Klaus Chilima and 9 others on board a military aircraft that went missing on Monday were killed in a plane crash, President Lazarus Chakwera said. The aircraft carrying Chilima, 51, left the capital Lilongwe at 9:17 a.m. on Monday but was unable to land at Mzuzu Airport as scheduled at 10 a.m. due to poor visibility. Fans were in for an exciting announcement on Tuesday as Prime Video dropped the teaser of Mirzapur Season 3. For many who were eagerly awaiting the release date of the acclaimed show, the answer is finally here. Mirzapur Season 3 hits Amazon Prime Video on 5th July. The teaser is a collage of several moments from the upcoming season, and if that's anything to go by, fans can expect a return to the familiar, blood-soaked territory of the franchise. Cases of dengue and other mosquito-borne diseases are rising significantly in Europe as climate change creates warmer conditions that help invasive mosquitoes spread, the EU's health agency warned. Imported cases were also on the rise, with 1,572 cases in 2022 and 4,900 in 2023, the highest number since the start of EU monitoring in 2008.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.